And again, I just want to welcome, of course, Leah Carowin, Executive Director of the Foundation, Ted Ballinger in Missouri, Jessica Young, part of the CPCF team, Mike Corder and Bill Martin in Kentucky, Pam Olson in Florida, Marlene Tidwell in Tennessee, Cindy Williams in Ohio, in Michigan, Jason Williams in Ohio, Abelness in Pennsylvania, Double Pratt in Illinois, Joel Hunt in Nebraska. Thank you all for being on today. And if I would love for Joel to open us in prayer this morning, if you would, please.
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful day that you've given to us today. Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take. We thank you that you are the giver of life. Lord, we thank you for life itself. Lord, we thank you that you are the light of the world, Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you hold the universe in the palm of your hand, that you make all things happen, that you are always in control, and that we have the pleasure and privilege of being your children. And Lord, we thank you again just for this opportunity. Lord, we ask your blessing upon the next hour, Lord, that we might learn and be filled. Lord, we pray that your word would go forward. And Lord, even as we devote our attention to some specific things, Lord, we ask thy will be done today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joel. And good morning, Pastor McIntosh. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're just getting started. I'm going to go ahead and turn it right over to Leah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Summer. And yes, it's a treat to be on with all of you. Really appreciate, I actually am supposed to be presenting a right now, but my husband and I are presenting together, and I will be needing to jump back into the workshop and start up at 25 after the hour. So I have 20 minutes to talk to you all, but I felt like it was really important. I didn't want to miss this call. Welcome to a couple more that have joined the call. We're so glad you're with us today. Last call, Randy Forbes was on and talked to you about Lift America. And there's three things I want to talk to you about this morning. One, the October 4th teleconference call and what we'll be covering. Two, just the update on Project Blitz and the resources that are ready and are going out. And then the Lift America next steps and the specifics of what that's going to look like. We've been fleshing it out. We now have the master plan is pretty well done. We are working on shorter versions that we'll be able to actually distribute. We'll make sure that you get a shorter version, a 4 or 5 page, you know, master plan, but if you want it. But specifically, I wanted to key in on January and what's going to happen with the legislators. So just to go back to start with the American Prayer Caucus Network teleconference call on October the 4th, just want to make sure you all are aware of that. That's going to be one of the most important things if we can get as many members on that call as possible, because we are going to be talking about the stuff that I'm going to be presenting to you in the next 10 or 15 minutes. And just remember, too, this is not just for your Prayer Caucus chairman. This is for all the members. And we have found that when members jumped on the call that were not necessarily leaders or chairmen, it really inspired them, and they began to be a catalyst and a support for the leaders and the chairman in a new, fresh way after they were on these teleconference calls and really heard firsthand from Congressman Forbes. They understood what it was about. And not all of them have heard him talk or have heard him talk about this, and certainly they won't have heard about Lift America and what is rolling out across the country that our state legislators are the catalyst to. So that teleconference call, make sure not only your Prayer Caucus chairs have it, but if possible, ask them to send it to all the members in the Prayer Caucus, or you send it to all the members. We're doing all we can to get it out to them, plus we're having phone calls made to the members. But the absolute most likely chance that they would get on is if somebody personally invites them that they respect, and everybody knows that. So that's the most important invitation that they'll get on that call. So it's October 4th at 1 p.m. Eastern. You should have already received invitations that you could forward. And if you have any questions, be sure to talk to Summer or Jessica, and we'll make sure you get what you need to get as many people on that call as possible. Of course, obviously, we are hoping all of you will be on that call as well. But you're also getting a lot of this in your state director call, but love to have you on that call. The second thing is I just wanted to do a quick update on Project Blitz. Last year, of course, the success of religious freedom legislation was astounding. There was over an 800% increase in religious liberty legislation last session. Over 17 states, over 33, maybe it's 36 now, pieces of legislation or resolutions were passed, bills. And it was an incredible momentum shift and an encouragement to the legislators. Now, I know in some states it was discouraging. They didn't get what they wanted. But I think the momentum and the more we've been talking about the legislators, they're willing to step up again and do what they can to try. And I think it helped knowing that we had actual tangible support for them. We mobilized prayer networks. We mobilized our legal counsel team to help and support them in ways that they needed. We really do want to make sure that we support them. We've been now providing letters, as you well know. So they're seeing a more tangible support from us when they step up to do religious freedom legislation. So the big thing is the report is now completed. And you guys, this report is really incredible. Last year, we pulled it together very quickly, and we did what we could to get them some best practice legislation. We realized it was incredibly well received. But this year, we had a group of four or five legal counsel and another assistant working on this report for a few months, and they have pulled together an amazing report and analysis with talking points, cases, notes, both sides. I mean, it is robust. It is thorough. So if your legislators, we sent it out. Actually, I think it's going out today. It's going out for the first time today. It'll be sent out again. We will be telling them about it on the conference call again. It'll be available at our website. It is really an amazing resource. You have got to get it in the hands of all your legislators. Now, it's 100 pages, so you're not going to obviously be printing this, but you'll want to make sure that they have the link and they make sure they understand what it is and the excellent opportunity they have to get best practice legislation with all that they need. And in addition to that, as they'll hear on the call, we have this legal team that's willing to support them with expert witness, with helping them draft their legislation to amend it if they need to for their particular state, to create any kind of opportunities for additional talking points. I mean, we have a group that are literally ready to help your legislators in whatever way that they need. So it is an incredible resource for them. And they'll, again, hear about that. Now, Project Blitz is not going to be our primary focus like it was last year. Last year, that's all we talked about was Project Blitz, getting religious freedom legislation. It's going to sort of be a secondary voice for our legislators because the main thing that we're going to be talking about this year is Lift America. And the concepts around Lift America, just to, again, if you didn't get on the call last month with Randy Forbes, please jump on that call because he really talked through the analysis, why, what's going on in America, why we chose to do this. I'm not going to get into that today. I'm going to get into some of the details of how it will relate to you as legislators and to you and your legislators and what we're doing in January specifically. But please go back and listen to that call, at least the first, I don't know, 20 minutes of it if you didn't hear that and weren't on the call last month. So just to kind of fast forward to the logistics of what we're talking about doing, the concept of Lift America, again, the acronym stands for, it's LIFFT, it stands for Leaders Inspiring Faith and Freedom to America. So we're basically saying we're mobilizing leaders across this nation from all walks of life to inspire faith and freedom to America. And so the concepts, let me just say four or five subjects that will be covered in this Lift America. The first would be keep faith in America, or sort of phrases that you will hear frequently. What's the heart of this? It's absolutely pray for our nation and leaders. You don't do a movement around faith that doesn't begin with prayer. So pray for our nation and leaders. Keep faith in America. And that has a double sort of meaning. You know, keep faith in America because we must continue to have religious freedom and faith, but also keep faith in America. The set third is to build a better future by lifting America up rather than tearing it down. Restore unconditional civility. That's sort of a twist on unconditional love. The fact is, we have, and I think Congressman Forbes talked about it last year, we're sort of coining that phrase a little bit. We'll see if it has legs, but he felt like legislators would have a better time to talk about that than unconditional love. Unconditional civility, basically, though, is saying the same. It's saying, just because we disagree does not give me the license to hate you or hurt you or kill you or, you know, remove you from your position. We really can be civil. And the other side is saying there is conditional hate, conditional civility. If we don't agree, I can hate you and I can hurt you. So we want to pound that home a little bit and also protect faith and freedom, because the concept there is America is defined by freedom. Hatred is the enemy of freedom, and unconditional civility is more powerful than hatred, and faith is the most effective source of unconditional civility. So that's a little bit how the talking points go to a very short version of the talking point of a couple more thoughts. When you unravel the thread of faith, you unravel the thread of freedom, and we can find common ground without, you know, necessarily telling everybody to compromise, because compromise is a little problem for the Christians and the faith groups. And so we really need to talk more about finding common ground rather than compromising, because we don't want people to compromise on their values. We don't want them to compromise on their core principles. We cannot. We've been doing that too much. But we do have to find common ground. So just changing the narrative and repeating over and over some things, there's more to it than that, but I just wanted to give you at least some of the core thoughts so you can kind of put your mind around it. And this first step in our strategy for the state, you know, for Lift America, is to initiate the first step in a broader strategy. Let me put it this way. I think Randy told you that we've been bringing strategists around, and Lift America is not the whole strategy. It's just the first step in a broad strategy to rebrand, you know, Christianity and to reverse some of the effects of the other side. And so the very first step in this broad strategy is to initiate Lift America. And the first component of Lift America is involves prayer. And the first group that we're asking to engage are the leaders, specifically our state elected leaders. We went through a process of looking at all the different groups. You know, should Trump roll this out? Should the pastors roll this out? We really went down the list. Who actually has the ability to sort of roll this out that will not alienate other people or cause people to go, well, if they're involved, I'm not doing it? And really the only group we could come up with was this mass network of state legislators, which puts you guys and our state legislators in a pretty important, critical position. In January, we're rolling this out and beginning. We have another focus every single month. So January has a focus, February has a focus, March, April, May has a focus, in June. But January begins with our government leaders, our elected leaders, and we're asking them to take one or more of the following steps to stand up to keep faith in America. And that's going to be a sort of a hashtag phrase that we'll use a lot, because we tested it and a lot of people resonated. And when I say a lot of people, it was not just people in the faith community, but people that aren't necessarily in this fight kind of resonated with, patriots resonated with it, and Catholics and Protestants and business people that aren't necessarily, you know, on the ground on this fight like we are. They liked Keep Faith in America. It just worked for them. So we sort of made that a key phrase in this whole Lift America plan. And so we're asking these elected leaders to do one or more of the following in the month of January. It'd be writing proclamations, resolutions. Now, we're going to provide templates for these things, by the way, so it's not like your group have to write them yourselves. Some may want to, but we will also provide language and templates and things. We're working on all that right now. We're hoping they'll do teleconference calls if they have already, you know, kind of put this in place. I know some of you are doing teleconference calls with legislators and pastors. But the big deal is we're hoping that the states will do, as many states will do, an event on January 16th. That's Religious Freedom Day, and it's a good day. A lot of the legislators are in session that time, not everybody. Some of the folks that we talked to that weren't in session said they'd still be willing to maybe a few people come to the Capitol, legislators for that, that were close by. So we want that event on January 16th. We want it to be press-worthy, so we, you know, there might be some that can only pull together a press conference. Other groups will be able to pull together a gathering with not only legislators but also citizens that will be there. It might be that you do it on the steps, but it's January, so I would suggest you do it in a room inside the Capitol. You can just, you know, whatever room, or if you can do it in the foyer, however you can do it. And then throughout the month of January, because like I said, that proclamation resolutions, those might be done throughout the month of January, speeches where they would include the content. Like I said, we're going to provide talking points so that as these government leaders do speeches throughout the month of January, that they would include this component and this concept, Lift America, Keep Faith in America, and some of these phrases and concepts that we're talking about to try to turn the, you know, to reinsert a different narrative. We're also asking them to call on the church to pray. So part of the narrative will be to sort of lead us into February, which is the church. We're asking the church. We have about 100,000 churches between the coalition of groups that are working on and rolling out Lift America, and they're agreeing to all reach out to their churches and ask them for the month of February to pray every single month for our nation and for our leaders. And we're going to give them, I think, short little video vignettes if they want to play them, that is, you know, that they'd be able to use and play in their churches. And this pledge. So that's the final thing I wanted to say, is what are the mechanisms or the things that we're going to provide to help the longevity and the tangibility of this? And we are going to create a pledge. We found that was incredibly helpful. And we talked about should it be a proclamation, like the call to prayer thing, and we felt like it really should be something more like a pledge that will incorporate the phrasing and the commitment, more of a commitment to praying and unconditional civility and, you know, and doing it differently than what we're seeing happening in America right now to help create a sustainable action. And we'll be able to use it with the legislators. We're asking them to start the ball, and then we're going to ask churches to sign it. March, we're moving into the schools education realm. I don't have the details of that at this point. April, we're moving into the business realm. And then we're also going to create the materials needed. So there will be a website. There'll be a place to send people. We're even talking decals, bumper stickers, you know, product, posters. You know, we'll use hashtag Keep Faith in America, Lift America, multiple, you know, marketing kinds of things. We'll create memes and post all the things that we normally create for these kinds of initiatives. And then of course, we're going to continue to push for In God We Trust to be put up across the nation. Well, that'll be a part of it. That won't stop. And I might just say, Pray USA doesn't stop either. We're hoping that a lot of these legislators will take advantage of the month of February when we're calling on the church to pray and do Pray USA Sundays and continue the message right there. I mean, it'll be laid out for them to just move right into Pray USA churches on February. And then, like I said, In God We Trust is such a no-brainer because it's a way people can take a stand. And so as we go into each month, that will be a component as well. So we're not going to lose any component. It'll all just kind of continue to roll under the banner of Lift America. So I've come to the end of my time. I know I gave you a lot of information. I do have to step back in to the conference right now. And I'm sorry I cannot take questions. I am here, though, if you need to ask questions. I know Summer, Jessica could answer your questions. I'm just so incredibly grateful. We're going to be sending you out more information as the weeks go on. There'll be more opportunity to get you what you need. If you have questions, make sure you voice them, send them to us, email them to us, and we'll answer and get you what you need to be successful with this. So God bless you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't. It was just amazing to see as we started talking this strategy with all these groups and who, you know, how do we do this? It's got to be a group of leaders. And here you guys all are right here. And I know it's a lot to ask, but you're right at the forefront of potentially something that could really have a big impact. And let me say, this has widespread agreement. I mean, we're talking to the White House. We're talking to the major players in the faith movement. We're talking to everybody about this. So it's we're asking everybody to get involved, and we're trying to find a way to implement a real united strategy. So thank you all, and God bless you. And Summer, I'm going to pass it right on off to you, and I'm going to have to sign off. Love you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Leah. It's very exciting, and as Leah was talking, I literally was thinking how interesting it is that this is happening simultaneously with this entire effort through the judicial system to stop elected officials from being able to pray, lead in prayer, pray in Jesus' name, or encourage others to pray, or pray amongst an audience, as we saw through the Rowan County case in North Carolina, which there was actually there was a ruling that basically determined that elected officials cannot pray themselves in a public setting, cannot pray in Jesus' name, and cannot pray when there's other citizens in the room. But thankfully, the Michigan legislative prayer case went a different direction. There was a win. But again, it's interesting how this is happening simultaneously with this effort to literally silence elected officials and not allow them to pray. And what a statement this will make to the court system, to our nation, to citizens as a whole, and even to these anti-faith groups, that this is part of our heritage. This is the solution. This is how we bring unity. So it's really, I was just realizing how it really is so very strategic of the Lord, really, to do something like this. And it's so needed at a time where the church is trying to be pushed to the fringes of society. How appropriate for the church to arise and say, Christians specifically through all levels of society to rise up and say, we're going to lead the way in prayer and love and civility. And, we hope that this makes a positive impact. We know this will make a positive impact not only now, but for generations to come, as this will most likely go down in history as a time when people took a stand and it helped to reverse some of the negative impact that's occurred thus far, but also to encourage future generations that this is who we are as a nation. And this was a time when people used their influence to make a positive impact. So I honestly don't know that I can answer many questions at this time. If you want to ask them now, or feel free, I'll just open it up for comments for a minute and see if there's anything that Jess or I could answer, but I'm not sure that we'll be able to, and there will be more to come, obviously. Does anybody have any comments, thoughts, questions that we could potentially try to answer?
Summer, it's Cindy from Michigan.
Yes.
One thing that I'm curious about is how quickly will we have resources that we could use to help rally people at that January 16th event? That was just one thing. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Fairly quickly. I mean, I know a lot of it is already in process, so it's just a matter of it being finalized, but sooner than later. I know that leaves basically October, November, December to pull something together, but I'm confident that it can come together pretty quickly and all the resources would be able to be in your hands sooner than later.
Okay. And the second question, there's a report that Leo mentioned that's over 100 pages, and that's what we received on Monday, correct?
That is, I'm trying to think what you received on Monday. Basically, this is the report that we released the beginning of this year that had all the best practices, legislation, and talking points. This is an updated version of that. I don't think it was sent out yet on Monday.
Okay, I received something this week that, and I don't want to take, more time from anybody else, but we received something on Monday. I'm just seeing if I could pull it up real quick. And
yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt. We did send it out on Monday. There has been updates that have been made, and that will be sent out in about a half an hour to you all. So it is
okay.
The same report, just an updated version.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was amazing. It was really cool looking at it.
The
communication
is the level that things go out sometimes. We lose track, but thank you, Jess. And yes, that will the updated version, final version, will be going out today. So it's a tremendous resource. There's never any pressure for the legislators to use it, but those that have received it say this is incredible and, you know, are very appreciative. So hopefully others will find it helpful. Okay, any other questions? Yes, go ahead, Mike.
Summer, can you hear me okay?
Yes, uh-huh.
This is Mike. Question about incorporating the call to prayer event that we're planning. I was thinking about January 16th. We're proposing that today. Is that something we should do in addition to the proclamation or the promise or whatever pledge?
Yeah, I'm thinking that they actually will work well together because this Lift America event is primarily, again, a nationwide statement saying we need to pray for our leaders, we need to come together, we need to be, you know, leading the charge as it relates to honoring one another. And I think that it works really well with the state prayer caucus effort to, again, remind the leaders and legislators what this is all about, why they're doing it, committing to praying specifically for your state. So I think it all will work together nicely. There will just be minor modifications to how the overall agenda flow goes. And again, there's no pressure to participate in this. So we hope y'all will. We hope y'all see that the importance of it and how it all can work together with what has already been done thus far. And we can talk more about that, Mike.
Is there a date identified for the Lyft Summit yet? For some reason, I thought it was in January. I don't know where I got that from.
Yeah, no. There has not been a date confirmed at this point. As soon as there is, we will definitely let you all know. Keep praying. We hope that it will be. Usually it's the first quarter of the year, so hopefully that will be the case. But nothing's been confirmed yet. Okay. All right. Well, just a couple other things I want to mention before we open it up. But I know many of y'all are doing, as Mike and Bill are literally en route now to do, they're meeting with their legislators, and I know Cindy's been doing that as well. Several of the states are making the effort to meet with the legislators in this last quarter of the year in order to really start thinking through next session. So this is a good time, again, to confirm the chairman and determine whether or not there needs to be additional chairman. If there are any changes to the chairmanship, this is a great time to discuss the transition and what that would look like, as well as the prayer time and protocol. I know Ohio was just able to secure a prayer room. They've determined that will be legislators only. The state director can attend, but they're determining again when they'll meet and how often they'll meet and so forth. So again, a good time to firm up where to meet, how often they'll meet, the prayer protocol. I'm also discussing new member acquisition. In the new session, obviously, there's new legislators that need to learn about the prayer caucus. So how did the chairman want to go about introducing new legislators to the prayer caucus and remind them that we have templates and things if needed? Also discuss the Project Blitz, which again is the initiative through the foundation to provide the legislative resources that's needed, as well as the mobilization efforts around legislative efforts should they need them. So when they introduce a bill, they would just let us know if they want us to mobilize coalition partners and the network in the state around, you know, calling someone, showing up at the Capitol, attending a hearing, whatever the situation may be. We just want to let them know again that we have the ability to mobilize people based on what the specific need is. They would just have to let us know. Also around CPCF, any events, the Lift America, the potential of Pray USAs, any potential legislative prayer breakfasts or luncheons. We know many of y'all have been doing that successfully, and it's worked really well. So it's a perfect time to nail down dates and times for the next session. And then, of course, just reminding them of the CPCF opportunities to connect with the broader network, like the APCN calls and so forth, at least putting that on their radar. And if you're meeting before October 4th, making sure that they're aware of the October 4th call. But, again, just helping them to kind of think through next session and how to best implement the strategy and how we can support them in an even greater way. Also, ideally, you would reiterate the CPCF legal team resources and the opportunities that are now available through the advocacy letters. I cannot say enough how important it is, if possible, for these legislators to take a stand when there are, when the Freedom of Religion Foundation is seeking to intimidate leaders or business owners or so forth. When these legislators weigh in through these advocacy letters, those leaders are emboldened, those business owners are emboldened to stand and to resist the Freedom from Religion Foundation. And we've seen it over and over again that people are standing strong when they know that they're not alone, when they know their rights. And so we cannot, again, emphasize enough how important it is for these legislators to understand this is a way that they can engage and be willing and ready to engage when a situation arises. We are finding that the freedom from literally the past several months, there have been a number of situations, again, efforts to take down crosses or in prayer or whatever the situation may be. And we've been able to push back in many, many instances and have seen success. The past month or so, it seems that Freedom from Religion Foundation is either not posting anything to do with prayer or crosses or anything that, you know, symbols, scriptures in the public square, or they're, you know, for whatever reason, just not focusing on that. I'm not sure. But basically, they're not, it's hard for us to identify issues that we can take action on, at least this month. So if there's anything that you all see, any way that we can engage to help support the victims of attacks on that are being attacked for standing strong for their faith, please let us know so that we can take action. We're researching and finding things here and there, but there, for whatever reason, the Freedom from Religion Foundation is not actively seeking to take down crosses or in prayer as they were. So I just want to make mention of that as well. It seems that the legislators sometimes will know things that we don't as well. As we've connected with some of them, they've been made aware of situations in their district and have contacted us. So, again, just some more that y'all can let us know if there's something happening, more that we can help. Okay, just another couple of things. Social media, we want to help support you all as much as possible with what you're sharing on your pages. We know that some of you haven't had events, so that you don't have a very strong following yet. So the more that you can make us aware of an event that you're doing, that you've posted, or we try to look so that we can help. But if there's something that you really want the CPCF to promote on our pages, we can do that, and we can encourage those that we have other allies, if you will, that even take our posts to the masses, and we can definitely help with that as well. So if you would, just let Jess know if there's a post that you want us to share and help get the word out around, we'll be happy to do that. Also, state pages, if you would, please take a look at your state pages. If you have any additions or changes, whether it be adding a prayer newsletter or an event or a new chairman or, you know, whatever it is that you want to add to the state page, or remove, please feel free to contact Jess on that, and she'll make that happen. All right, I want to make sure everybody has a chance to share that wants to. So for the next few minutes, I want to turn it over to y'all. And again, this is really a time when we can encourage one another, we can be inspired by others' efforts, as well as it's an opportunity to ask questions and brainstorm if needed. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the states. I know Mike and Bill have just a window of time here. Do you guys want to go first and give an update as to where things are at in Kentucky?
Just a few more minutes and we're going to be parking anyway, so it's good. Well, we're just in the planning stage right now for the next year, and see all of those things on your list. I thought you were reading from my agenda this morning, but I've got to talk in a very short meeting with Tim Moore about. all of those things, and we're looking forward to a good year. It's been a quiet year, but our governor's been active. He did give that proclamation of prayer for students, which was this past Wednesday, an act of prayer. Encouraged everyone to do that for students, and that was coincided with a rally around the poll day, so it was something we could at least send something out on and let our people know about it. Other than that, if we had this meeting after our meeting with our chairman, we'd probably have more to say, but we're looking forward to a very active year in 2018.
Great. I know you all are still working on the Bible literacy, the bill that affirms that there can be Bible literacy curriculum or classes in public schools, and that you all are working on how to support those efforts to get the word out.
Yes. In fact, I'm going to stop by the Lieutenant Governor's office here in a few moments. I wanted to get an audience with her and another lady, and so we're going to try to establish a meeting for that. And it's one step forward, just trying to get to see what we can do to encourage from our direction biblical literacy, since it's now law in our state, not requiring it, but allowing it as an elective social studies course. So there are some areas that are more active in this, some regions or districts, but most schools are hesitant, and we wanted to just offer any cover we could. So I'm just looking for conversation with higher-level people to do that.
Excellent. Thanks, Mike. And again, just a reminder to everyone, that's how the foundation can potentially help, is we could potentially provide a packet, if you will, or, you know, a letter that reaffirms the constitutionality of whatever the situation may be, provide the legal backing. If there's, you know, if there's superintendents or different leaders that are concerned about the constitutionality, we can provide a number of resources to help just affirm the constitutionality of something, and again, remind them that they're not alone. That this is, you know, this is something that they're that's supported either with congressional leaders or state legislators and so forth. So, the more that we can help be that, like you said, Mike, the covering or the support, the more that the CPCF would love to do that. Great, Pam. Thank you for being on this morning. I know you have a lot going on, but would you please give us an update from Florida?
Sure.
You might be in D.C.
There is a lot going on. I'm excited, though, that our legislators are coming back for committee week. They were supposed to have been here in September, but due to the hurricane, everything got canceled. So they start the week of October 10th, and our chairman is going to start with a prayer meeting. So I'm excited about that he's gathering some of the legislators in the prayer caucus and starting in prayer. And I was supposed to be with him, but I will be in D.C. coming back from Awake in the Dawn. So I told him I'd miss the first prayer gathering, which I'm very sad about, but I told him we'd catch up. So he's raring to go, and I'm going to present the January 16th thing to him, and I think he'll totally grab it. And anyway, we're just I'm excited because our chairman and co-chairman, everybody's on board with things, and they're really excited. And the letters from you guys to deal with all the different religious freedom things that we've been dealing with here, the cross and other things, have really helped the legislators wrap their heads around what we're doing with religious freedom and stuff more. It's kind of helped them understand things more. And it's gotten them excited. And we're actually having legislators, when things happen in their district, now contacting the chairman, which I think is a great thing, because in all the years we've had different chairmen, this is the first time it's just really, they're really wrapping their head around it. And so that's a good thing. So I'm excited. Our session starts in January. Actually, it's the week before. I think we start January 9th. So it'll be good to try to kick off something January 16th. I think we're going to look at some kind of a prayer gathering at the Capitol. So I think that'd be great. So anyway, I'm just excited. So please keep praying for Florida. We still have so much issues and stuff with everything. So with some of the cities and areas just in devastation, and plus because of Puerto Rico and our proximity, our governor's there. I think he's there today or tomorrow. I don't remember, but going and trying to see what Florida can do to help Puerto Rico too. So anyway, I appreciate y'all's prayers.
Great. Thanks, Pam. And I know you are continuing with prayer every month in the Capitol when they're out of session, and then when session starts, you'll be back in there every week with a group, and you're continuing to encourage others to reach out to the network about joining and so forth. So thank you for just continuing to keep
and ask,
where going.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, if some of the other people haven't done it, the last email I sent out last week just encouraging people because of the storm and stuff and letting them know, you know, we've been praying for people in our network, which I don't know all of them because there's thousands of them, but I got some really good response. So I was just encouraged by that and letting them know, too, because we start October 2nd, we'll be meeting again at the Capitol with prayer, so like you said. But sending out the emails to the citizen side, you know, the network is a good thing to just keep in touch.
Very good. Thank you, Pam. Thanks for your faithfulness. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, see you next week.
Yes, great. All right. And I want to... Actually, Pastor Williams in Ohio, do you want to give us a quick update there? I know you've been making some great progress there. Okay, I know he's on, but he may not, he either may be on mute or, I know that he's continued to really build relationship with the legislators there. He's doing Bible studies with them. The chairmanship of the caucus has grown quite a bit, and also he recently confirmed a room there in the Capitol. So excited about that. A lot of good forward motion there in Ohio. Ryan in Virginia, do you want to give us a quick update there? I know you've been extremely busy too, but thank you for being on. Let's see if he's, I don't know if people are, okay, it looks like people are maybe muted. Well, he's been busy as well. He has they've done several events this summer, Pray with Say events with members of the Congressional Prayer Caucus as well as the state delegates. And so they have another one coming up October 1st, I believe it is, where they'll be going into a local church and with Congressman Whitman and Delegate Pogge, sharing about the importance of praying for our leaders, engaging on religious liberty issues. And so I know they've been staying very, very busy there in Virginia, too. All right, Abby, how about Pennsylvania? Do you want to give us an update in Pennsylvania?
Well, Summer, we're still really working on who the leadership team is. We're having some additions in the leadership of our caucus, and so they're still in discussions on what the direction will be this year with the addition in the leadership.
Yes, and in the meantime, I know you've been faithfully doing the religious heritage tours, spiritual heritage tours, which has been making a tremendous impact there, and just staying staying in the mix. So thank you for continuing to do your best to keep the prayer caucus connected and focused. It sounds like
yes,
turning a corner, and there should be some real progress made in 2018.
Right. The legislators are active inviting people to that tour, and they are excited about getting their churches and other organizations. Just had one yesterday with a Christian school that went through the tour. And so the legislators are excited about getting this among their constituents to get them aware of the Christian heritage in Pennsylvania. So that part's been active.
Very good. Very good. And welcome back from the UK and all your
thank you. Yes, thank you.
Good. I just want to share another action that the CPCF took, again, just to give you more ideas or insight as to additional ways that we can work together. Arkansas passed a bill, Act 911, which is basically to reaffirm the national motto and encourage posters be displayed in the classrooms. And the Prayer Caucus chairman in Arkansas has been instrumental in helping to create a poster that will be compliant, and he's also continuing to help, you know, get get the posters out to superintendents and so forth. But the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter to all the superintendents, I think there's 261, encouraging them not to comply with this law and giving all of their, you know, backing and so forth. Well, thankfully, we were able to send a letter to all of them, all of the superintendents, encouraging them to comply, giving them the heritage, the history, the legal support, everything that's needed. And there's been some superintendents that have responded with appreciation and asking how to get the posters and so forth. So again, just keep in mind, these are additional ways that we're able to help advance faith and freedom and God in America in these states, and we're happy to do it. We just wanted to give that update in Arkansas. Is there anyone that's, Marlene, in Tennessee, do you want to give us an update there?
Sure. We are continuing to do the Pray USA March. Our chair is having a great success at that. I think we're somewhere between 10 and 15 churches now. Almost every Sunday we've got one or two. And we are also going to probably next week have another conference call and try to get more legislators involved in it, because we feel like it's picking up momentum. We are definitely want to do something first of the year, and with the rolling out of the January 16th Lift America, I think that's going to work great with what we had kind of already begun to talk about a little bit. So I think Mark will be very excited about that, and we definitely want to do something along those lines. And I just, you know, I continue to see people get involved, get interested, and supposedly we had a lot of people to sign up at one of the larger churches outside of Memphis a couple of weeks ago when they hosted the Pray USA Sunday. Leah had told me that yesterday. I did not know, because I did not get a response or anything, but that made me excited to know that that text that you guys set up does work and people responded to it. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Marlene. I know you're in the Capitol all the time, continuing to pray faithfully, as you've done for years and years and years, so as have many of y'all that are on this call. You've been faithfully holding the ground in your state capitals and cultivating relationships with the legislators and staying faithful, and it really is making an impact. So thank you, Marlene, for all of your just faithfulness there in the Capitol. Representative Pody's office has continued to say how much they appreciate your support. So. Great. Well, thank you.
One other thing that's about to happen is all the legislators and their staff will be moving in November, and this is a really huge deal. So we have a team that's going to prayer walk, do a land blessing outside the building and prayer walk the building, but this will be the first time that they've been in this building for, somewhere between 50 and 60 years. So that's a big deal. I've added that piece.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. Thank you, Marlene. Fantastic. I know Debbie in Texas is not able to be on with us. She's in North Carolina right now helping with her new grandbaby. Just a couple of updates from Texas. They are planning a religious liberty forum at Denton Bible Church. It'll also be a Pray USA event. But this is another really great way for states to bring awareness around not only the national religious liberty efforts, but the statewide attacks on faith. And so her church specifically, it's a large church in the Denton area, will be holding a religious liberty forum. So the attorney general will be there, as well as the legal counsel from First Liberty. And the Texas Prayer Caucus chairman will be there. So they'll have a panel. Well, each one will discuss the current attacks on faith and again, just helping people to understand why this is such an important aspect of the church needing to engage. And then also there will be, like I said, a signing of the Pray USA proclamation. They actually do huge. They take the proclamation and make it like 10 feet tall. I mean, they're huge, and people come and sign. It looks really nice. They've done a great job. They've done this one other time before, so this is another time. Again, October 1st, Sunday, October 1st, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time. It will be live streamed in case anybody wants to watch it or encourage others to watch it. It's on the Texas Prayer Caucus State page, or State Prayer Caucus, Texas State Prayer Caucus Facebook page, as well as our Facebook pages, in case anybody wants to help get the word out. But excited about that. I know that will have a tremendous impact there in Texas, and I believe across the nation. All right. Anybody else want to share? I know there's a few of you. Cindy, do you want to give an update in Michigan? I know you've had some good meetings lately.
Sure. We have, one thing I thought I'd mention was our RFRA challenge. We have within our RFRA that passed in 2015, a clause in there that protects Christian adoption agencies, giving them the right to protecting the religious freedom for them to place children in homes according to their religious beliefs. So this past week, the ACLU, actually it was last Friday, the ACLU is suing the state of Michigan, and they're wanting to have that redefined. They want to remove that right. There's a small Christian agency that was being used to have it challenged, so we're just watching that carefully. And the legislators are aware of it, so I'm just watching to see, okay, who's putting the case up going next, but it's in federal court right now. I don't know how much of a shifting that we're going to go through. We have two of our chairs who, one of them is Speaker Pro Temp, and that is Representative Lee Chatfield. And what's incredible, we have two chairs that are younger in age, and God has given them so much favor within the legislation. And these guys are... Representative Chatfield is so diligent. He is always out speaking on weekends to other churches, presenting. He's one of the key people that will do the Pray USAs with the churches. So his schedule is picking up, and then we have another chair who is going to be, well, they'll be up for being voted in as the majority speaker for the Senate. And there was someone running against them, and now there's nobody. So that would really put a lot of that would really connect the House and the Senate very strongly. So I've been just looking to connect in again. I really had a horrible health bout, and things have been going very, very well for probably about 5 weeks now, and I'm very thankful and excited. So. Anyway, there's just the Bible study on Wednesday. The representatives that and senators that meet that are part of the prayer caucus, that group has been staying around 25 to 30 people that attend. Excuse me, we had one representative, unfortunately, who committed suicide earlier this year, and it's almost like there's a way where they're pulling. Looking more for God, but there's a lot of momentum with that Bible study, and Summer was able to hear from one of our former representatives, Ken Kurtz, who's very involved with CPC, and he attended last week, and he was given time to share about what's going on with the foundation, and really it provided a lot of fuel and fire for the legislators. So we're hoping that the newly appointed chairman will be able to host a signing again of the proclamation call to prayer with the newer legislators. But I think getting these resources that are coming through from you guys into their hands is going to be very helpful. And we have had some wonderful wins. We've had a couple cases get challenged here within the state. A farmer, we had a farmer in Lansing. This is probably an example of maybe four or five other cases that are out there. a farmer, family to see market was shut down. They were told they were not allowed to sell at the market because they did not want to hold gay lesbian marriages on their property, on their own personal farm. And so Lansing created a city ordinance, and that would exclude people if they were not if they would not perform such things. It was really wild. So that was reversed, and I'm just trying to think. Jackson versus Bormup went to the appeals court, and that was a huge win in the sense of it gave the right to government office people. This was a city council that actually was being brought up to the appeals court because the city council members would open up in prayer. And the person who filed that case, they've probably filed over 20 suits in the history of them. They're just constantly trying to challenge faith and to remove it out of our state. And thank God the appeals court said no, they're permitted. And I felt like that was a huge win because that message is going to go across the state. And I think I probably have given quite a bit. So it's exciting. It's exciting just to see the wins. It's encouraging. And then Summer connected the advocacy letters of newly cases or situations that came up in the last 2 months. And it was just neat to see that process of how one of the senators and one of the legislators, both our chairs, signed the letter and what that did, you know, for the people who are under attack, that, you know, to see how they respond in the sense of knowing that they're supported by their legislator. So, I mean, that's like it's just a powerful tool to put out there to help encourage citizens, Christian businesses that are facing the onslaught right now. And Michigan's like everybody else, we face it as well.
Thank you, Cindy. Great update. I wanted to just mention one thing on the Michigan legislative prayer case. So this was the situation I mentioned earlier, that because we lost a legislative prayer case in North Carolina, there was a win in the Michigan Sixth Circuit for Michigan. Now, because there's a split circuit, the circuit is split on this issue, this is most likely going to go to the Supreme Court of the United States. So we definitely want to continue to pray for this issue and that there is ultimately a overriding win that would roll back any of the precedents and things that have been said to undermine legislative prayer in any way. And again, I think Lift America is going to help with this on some level as well, as has the president calling these national days of prayer. And all of these, in addition to all of our heritage, helps to reinforce and reaffirm the rights of legislators. It's just unbelievable that there was any kind of win at all. So, and thank you, Cindy, for your help and for the Michigan Legislative Prayer Caucus, as well as the Kentucky legislators and different ones that signed on to the amicus brief on that Michigan legislative prayer case. I think all, again, saying I'm in and whatever I can do to help has made an impact. So thank you for your work on that. All right, we're at the top of the hour. I just want to make sure that I give everybody an opportunity to give any final thoughts, questions, comments, anything that anybody wants to add or ask. Okay, I'm always giving an opportunity for people to get off mute. Jess, is there anything that I missed or anything that you want to add?
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Marlene, would you please close us in prayer?
Yes, I would. Be honored to. Well, Father, we just thank you today for the victories that we've heard about and for those that are yet to come, because we know that the battle is within your hands and that you are a victorious God. So for each one that was on this line this morning, for each one that was not able to be with us, but all of those that you have strategically placed inside of this Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation, as well as the legislators themselves, Father, we ask today, would you please give us great wisdom, give us revelation, fresh discernment, insight, strengthen us, encourage us, Regardless of what we see or hear, may we not be discouraged. May we not be weary in well-doing. I bless each one. Father, watch over, guard families, homes, marriages, and businesses. May no weapon formed against any of us prosper, for we are your children, Father, and we give all honor and glory to the beautiful and holy name of Jesus for all that is being done and all that will be done to secure the pillars of godly heritage for this nation. And it is in your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Marlene. Amen. We appreciate you all so much. And again, we look forward to continuing to advance religious freedom and cover each other in prayer. And if you all feel free to reach out to one another, or if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. We will most surely be in touch very soon. Bless you all. Thank you. Thank you for your time today. Have a good day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.